For a start, he campaigned saying, we shouldn't be worrying so much about the rest of the world. The guy who's in the White House now, George W. Bush's father, he spent too much time fiddling about with foreign countries while our economy is in ruins. So there are plenty of people who are thinking, this guy doesn't seem very interested in us at all. So we want an action on. Also, he seems to be something of a hick as well. Sam had one of those funny answers, as you call him here.
NASCAR cartoon we used to see against the Irish back in the 19th century. This is what our president is being portrayed. Like, where is this picture right now? He says, where am I? He's like a dunce. How many people in France or in England, let's start with you, Rob, in England, the streets of London right now, the financial district in the city, how many people have that view of our new president?
Or maybe even more, but some of the things that stick out as they are. You want to do things which are funny. You're on this trip, of course. Bush is going to a country where the foreign minister or the prime minister is the wrong way around.
Most
everyone remembers that. Anyway, they kind of think that maybe the guy who's in charge of the free world should be.
Well, I'm relieved for blowing that. Who is the guy from Boston? Some people, I might agree with this, but he still suffers from that. And he said, Lee? And that's just like saying Smith in England. You can't do that anywhere. And that problem of ignorance.
Yeah, and ignorance as a lack of interest.
Lack of curiosity.
Curiosity.
I can tell you folks from the continent that there's this wealthy young man who had all the opportunities in the world that most of us didn't have to just flit off to Europe for the summer, any one of his summers in college or high school. In grad school, he said, I'm not really interested. Does that amaze you, that kind of a guy?
That's his choice, no?
The British or the French off?
No.
Yeah, I must say, I always like saying that. I recommend Montana every time.
Let me ask you about him and the question of the mystery. This is going to end. This week's going to end. We'll have another week in a couple of days. Will the British government and the French government, and the European Union as a whole, will they harden their position or will they?
I don't think I'm decisive one way or another. This is more of a getting strong game, exactly what the position is. I think the position will be, as I said before, it's not have a row. Why do you think the whole thing might not work? It's going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
There are things that are democratic control of Congress, Republican, Senate, and so on. We're not funding
this. Well, I'm thinking about Roger's lines when you say, get it to know you. Grown accustomed to your face, well, of course, and the others finally get accustomed to George Bush as our president, they're going to
look. Well, I think it's been a little bit exaggerated. There's a lot of problem with it. There's a lot of Bush walking into a Europe and stuff. I think it's been a